December 17, 1902. In order to be victim, permanent union with Jesus is necessary. This morning, when my adorable Jesus came, I was praying him to placate himself, saying to him, "Lord, if I cannot sustain the weight of your justice by myself, there are so many good souls among whom it can be divided, a little bit each. And so that it might be easier to bear the weight, and the people might be spared." And you, my daughter, don't you know that so that my justice may unload the weight of someone else's chastisement upon some soul, she must be in possession of permanent union with me, in such a way that everything she does, suffers, intercedes for, and obtains, is granted to her by virtue of the union with me established within her, as the soul does nothing but lay down her will, unifying it with mine. Nor could my justice do this without first giving the soul the necessary graces to be able to suffer for the sake of someone else. But how can union with you be permanent in me? I see myself so bad. And he, interrupting my speaking, added, "Silly one, what are you saying? Don't you feel me continuously within yourself? Don't you perceive the sensible movements I make in your interior, and the continuous prayer that rises within your interior, as you cannot do otherwise? Is this perhaps you, or I, who dwell within you? At the most, sometimes you do not see me, but in no way does this mean that union with me is not permanent in you." I remained confused and did not know what to answer.